Hey everybody, Doug Addison. Welcome to Spirit Connection. Doug Addison here. It is June 6, 2018, and it's going to be a really good night with the power and the presence of God is here, and we've got our team in the online chat room. If you're joining us live, or if you're watching this taped or listening to it later on, the presence of God is flowing as He always does. So we just invite your presence, Lord. We say, bring it now. Come and open up the heavens right now in Jesus' name. Yeah, I've got a prophetic word for the month of June and some insight for you. And I'm going to open up my my journal, my heavenly journal, in a little bit. It's going to really activate some things with you. Going to open up some understanding. DougAddison.com is my website. And also you can follow me on social media. Facebook was The Doug Addison, Twitter and Instagram, Doug T. Addison. And also, check out my Spirit Connection. This is the webcast, but I do the Spirit Connection podcast as well. That's the non-video version. It's available every week. We're on iTunes and my website. Put your questions in the chat room. We got the whole Enlight Connection team there. And so we are ready to roll. Lord, open it right now. Get ready for things to start happening quickly. God said in June, it's time to reveal and heal. And I heard this, Amos 9, 13 through 15. This is in the Message. Yes, indeed, it won't be long now. God decrees things are going to start happening so fast. Your head will swim. One thing fast on the heels of another, you won't be able to keep up. Everything is going to start happening at once. And everywhere you look, blessings. I heard the Lord say that's a start right now. It's good things starting to come. It's a shift in the spiritual atmosphere. But God is going to start revealing hidden things that you need to know. These are things that will free you up physically and spiritually. A new wind in the spirit is going to help you to overcome the attacks that have once held you back. God is going to release a backlog of unanswered prayer starting this month, and blessings are going to start to flow, like the Amos quote there. And the storehouses of heaven are beginning to open up and to prepare right now to align yourself with what's coming this September. And what alignment means is you can do things that will set you on course towards it. And you can activate things. You can prepare. But the Lord said, begin to prepare for what's coming this September to you. And there's going to be a breakthrough anointing come in the area of prayer. God is releasing a new prayer strategy that's going to get you a breakthrough. And this is a time in which the Lord's going to reveal and heal. What I mean by that is the enemy has been holding you back. And even in my life and the life of those around me, the lives of those around me, I've noticed something, that God is revealing the things that have held us back in the past. They're kind of covert. And now all of a sudden, they're being revealed. And then once they get revealed, then they can get healed. God is going to reveal the hidden plans of the enemy that has been used against you. And this is in the area of your destiny. It includes health. It includes relationships, financial breakthroughs. These things are going to start coming. Ezekiel 44:23. They are to teach my people the difference between the holy and the common, and show them how to distinguish between unclean and clean. The Lord said, right now it's time to learn to discern. This is a time like never before to learn to hear His voice. It's not difficult. You just need to practice. And as we do this, as we align with that, we start to learn to discern. The Lord's going to release something, and He's going to reveal the right people for you to be around. These there are people. Some are good for us. Some are not so good. Some of them you can't really get away from if they're family members. But the Lord's going to now align you in this current season right now. And He's going to show you any unhealthy alliances that you might have that you can change. Now, some of them are granted that you can't change, but you can change the way you view them. You can change how you respond to them. Maybe you have a boss that you don't get along with, but you can't change your job. I tell you, you can change like that once you realize and start giving thanks to God for that job and shift your understanding, and that will heal that unholy alliance with the enemy messing with you in places, and you can still stay in your position until God moves you. You'll need to ask the Lord for wisdom and understanding, as this part about unholy alliances might not apply to everyone just yet, but you watch over the next few months through September, God's going to reveal many of these things. A completely new level of discernment is being released from heaven to help you distinguish what is from God and what is not. This is a level of discernment that we've needed for a long time, as God is releasing these things to you. He keeps speaking to me about next September, but now he's speaking about last September. Now, September tends to be, not always, but it tends to be Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. That's the Jewish New Year. And the Day of Atonement, sometimes it falls differently because the Jewish calendar is lunar. But normally it's around September. Last September, God spoke to all of us. It's during this time that he reveals your book of life. And it was 9 months ago. The Lord said everything that was happening 9 months ago, it's now going to start to birth. So September, October, right in there. You're going to start to see things start to birth out that the Lord revealed and released to you a while back. So what's going to happen now? As this happens, it's going to set you free from prisons. Psalm 142:7, set me free from my prison that I may praise your name. Then the righteous will gather about me because of your goodness to me. The Lord is shifting favor. He's going to break out. He's going to get you a breakout of limitations out of prisons. And many people have been in a time of limitation, even trapped in prisons of sickness, fear, doubt. Those are a few, but I'm going to release you from three that the Lord showed me to do. But right now, the Lord is issuing orders from heaven to release you from the restraints. And some of them were from previous seasons of your life that need to be removed. Others were from attacks because of your calling. God's called you a greater time. And others has to do with the fact that you're called to be part of the great revival that's coming. And still others could be Satan working overtime on you to try to get you to quit. But if you're listening to me right now, guess what? You didn't quit. And don't quit. Break through this, because there's a breakthrough for this right now. There's three prisons the Lord told me to pray and release a breakout or a prison break anointing for you. And it's a prison of the past, the prison of pain, and the prison of unforgiveness. These are three covert attacks of the enemy right now. He wants to get you stuck in the pain of the past, believing the lie that nothing's going to change. That's a lie, because the Lord will bring the new things. The prison of pain, where you get stuck in the pain of the past or the pain of your situation, and you can't receive the goodness and the healing from the Lord. And the prison of unforgiveness. I'm going to do a little more ministry in this and on that part in just a minute. But I want to, as you're released through these, I want to give you this word first. As you're released through these, God's going to align you with the people that he mentioned in Psalm 142:7. I want you to put this verse on your refrigerator or in your Bible, whichever one you go to more. Stick it on the fridge, stick it on your mirror, put it somewhere. Psalm 142:7, because he says, then the righteous will gather about me. And you're going to have a new relationships. That's what I was just prophesying previously that might come to you. And it will be a shift in favor as well. But right now, I want to break off these three prisons. Lord, those who are stuck in the prison of the past, in the name of Jesus, this is could be very complicated for some people because you've gone through so much pain. But you know what? With God, all things are possible. And I speak right now to those who are stuck in the prison of their pain, the prison of the past, first of all, the prison of the past, where they're stuck in the past. The Lord says this, come out of that tomb. Come out of that tomb because he's calling you forward right now. And this is the time. The Lord's going to give you insight over the next 30 days into why things are the way they are. Why he's going to give you insight into how to get healed dramatically of past experiences. And you cannot, the pain of the past continues to last. But I want to tell you, if you change that, how you view it, it's going to change your present. And when you change your present right now, when you change your present, you've now changed your future. So we're now going to align you. Father, in the name of Jesus, break off the past, break out of the past. The prison of pain is another one that people stay in. The Lord doesn't want you there. But you know what? You have to give up your right to be right on this one. Because some people are stuck in the prison of pain because they felt like they were wronged. And I'm not saying to be a, you know, to that you can't have feelings or anything like that. I'm just saying if you're not feeling the freedom of the Lord, then you want to let go of that pain. And sometimes pain links with unforgiveness. Sometimes all three of these link together and cause that three-strand cord that's not easy to break. That's what the song said, I think it is a proverb, says that a three-strand cord is not easy to break. So we have the pain of we have past, we have the pain of the present or the past, and we have unforgiveness. And these three things is what the enemy is trying to hold you down with. So Father, I pray in Jesus' name, break people out of the prison of unforgiveness, break people out of the prison of pain, break people out of the prison of the past. We break it in Jesus' name. Now we release that. Yeah, we release this right now. Just you said in Psalm 142:7, then the righteous will gather around me. So expect a sudden shift in the relationships. Expect God to align you with something in this season right now. In Jesus' name. All right. Wow. As I was preparing, you know, I got that prophetic word just in the last couple of days. But as I was preparing, God supernaturally took me back to October 5th, 2017. And it was really weird. I had the encounter this morning and I was praying this morning and I picked up my iPad because I wanted to look up some things, and open on my iPad was a document that I don't ever remember writing, but I saw it was my material. I saw it was my, it said, this is from an encounter on a certain date. And it was an October 5th, 2017. Encounter. It was definitely not already open on my iPad, so it was a supernatural thing an angel did, and it was from October 5th, which, by the way, was just a couple days after Yom Kippur last year, which is the Day of Atonement. It's when your book of life is open, and the verdict for this year that we're in was being released that week during October 5th, because it was the Feast of Tabernacles, and I had this heavenly encounter, and I've forgotten about it. Somehow, this encounter never made it into my into any of my Spirit Connection podcast, webcast, never made it into my prophetic words on my blog. Somehow, I don't know, I'd forgotten about this one. But this happened on October 5th. And if you've been following my heavenly journal and things I've been writing about from the heavenly journal about my encounters I started having last year, is my Bible would open to different things and I would suddenly start having a supernatural interactive vision based on reading the Bible. I read it and suddenly I'm interacting with the Lord in the spiritual realm or the people that are mentioned. And my Bible opened this day to Isaiah 62, and I began having this interactive vision. Like I said, there were many people gathering to be part of the opening of a new gate in the Spirit. Now, gates often represent ways that God opens up access ways. Some people call them portals, doorways. They're all throughout the Bible. You'll see gates, you'll see doors, curtains, windows. Things open up in the spiritual realm that can connect us on earth as it is in heaven. We're seeing this more right now. So a gate allows you to gain access to the Lord. So Isaiah 62, 10 and 12, pass through the gates, prepare the way for the people, build up the highway, remove the stones, and raise the banner for the nations. This is what the Lord says. Listen, suddenly, I don't even remember having that encounter. I went back to my journal and found it, but I listened. This is happening now. The Lord says right now, He's opening a gate, an Isaiah 62 gate in the Spirit, and He's calling us to pass through, to build up the highway, remove the stones, and the stones are things that's caused us to stumble. Raise up the banner, He says, which is proclamations that you're going to need. And so in this encounter, myself and others were there. And the Lord Himself, Jesus, got up and began to prophesy Isaiah 62. And I look and saw a celebration starting to happen. The Lord started to say, this is what He said in verse 11. The Lord has the proclamation of the ends of the earth. Say to daughter Zion, see your Savior comes. See His reward is with Him and His recompense accompanies Him. Verse 12. Then, and they will be called God's holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and they will be called sought after and no longer a city deserted. Now listen, this ties right in with my prophetic word earlier. The Lord's going to move. He's going to pull you into a place. He's going to make that level a highway. A gate's going to open for you in the Spirit. Suddenly, you're going to be around people, you know, that they are called holy people, redeemed of the Lord, no longer deserted and sought after. That means God's going to bring favor. He's opening up repayment. He's opening up repositioning, and it's going to come through the seasons of making a declaration as a and it's going to come through coming out of the season of destruction and being desolate and being alone. And that's why we got to break you out of prison. We got to get you ready. Like in Acts 10, Peter got broken out of prison, got him ready for what was coming. And this is a time right now that God is coming and His reward is with Him, and a time of restoration of favor and finances. But you'll need to get up and get out of your situation. Then in this encounter on October 5th, I saw Psalm 139, 16. My Bible opened to that. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days of my life were ordained for me, were written in your book before one of them came to be. Now, people hear this verse and they start talking about predestination. Oh my goodness, you've totally missed the heart of the Lord on this one. This is the book of life that gets opened over you every year. This is the book of life that God records the things for you. And so because of Psalm 139, 16, I want to give you this is an insider tip. How I pray a lot, almost every day anyway. It says, all the days of my life were written in your book before one of them came to be. Well, books contain pages. Days represent plural. That means there is a page called today. And when I pray, I often say this, I don't always, but quite often, a few times a week, I ask God, Lord, let me see, or let me know. I don't necessarily see it. Let me know what's on the page of the Psalm 139, 16, book of life, for the page for today. Let me come in line. Let me see what's going on. I don't necessarily see it with my eyes, but suddenly my spirit knows, and I know what's going on. And in this encounter, I saw our books of life being open and people rejoicing and celebrating over this. Now, here we are. Fast forward to today. I had the encounter last October, but suddenly the Lord revealed it to me again today, and I went back into the encounter this morning. Now, this is 9 months later. From the end of last September, early October, our books of life have been open, and God is now calling you. He's calling many of us for promotions. They're being released. So this month, June 2018, 9 months after the Lord was revealing what He released for you at Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, then right after that, a week later, comes it's the Feast of Pentecost. And Pentecost, no, sorry, I got it wrong, Tabernacles. The Feast of Tabernacles comes right after Yom Kippur. And you'll see this is the time when the Lord releases it. So this revelation I'm giving you was from Tabernacles that time. I'm just saying for those who are interested. If you're not, don't worry about it. go back and look and see what was going on during September and October of 2017. Look at all the things that God might have began to do. What did he start? What didn't get finished? What prophetic words came to you? What dreams did you have? Because sometimes he'll release them early, then they'll kind of pull back a little bit, and then he's going to come later on. That's his ways. He'll let you know it's coming. I tell you, this is going on right now. Right now. And so we're talking about the books, and even this morning, this was also on my iPad, actually. I don't usually use my iPad for journaling in this way. I usually use it for speaking, and I don't know how these entries got on my iPad this morning, especially this morning, it opened to it. And so what happened is this was part of that same encounter from October, but somehow it came updated, and the Lord suddenly released this right now. This is for you. And I've been going through this. Matthew 18, verses 25 to 35. I want you to write it down and go look it up. Matthew 18, verses 23 through 35. It's a parable that Jesus told about a king who needed to settle his accounts with his servants. And I'll just read a little bit of it for fast-forwarding purpose, because the Lord said, this is going on right now, that the king is reconciling the books and he's settling the accounts for the purposes of repayment. So in Matthew 18:23, I'm going to fast forward a little bit just because for time's sake. But as he began, this is Jesus speaking, as he began to settle the accounts, a man who owed him a lot of money, I mean a lot of money, at that time, and Jesus, the Lord, the king, actually relieved his debt. And at that time, right now, the master called in and relieved the debts of those who had like $1 million debt. But then later on, he went out in the street and the king spotted this man who had been relieved of this debt, who said, have mercy on me. And he did, because he was going to throw him in jail. But what happened was that guy was ungrateful. He went out and turned around and was demanding someone to repay him, or he'd throw him in jail, who owed him only a dollar. And so, wow. The king, in verse 32, the master called in the servant, you wicked servant, I canceled your debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant, just as I had mercy on you? And in his anger, the master turned him over to the jailers to be tormented until he paid back everything he owed. How much more? Jesus said this, will my Father treat each one of you unless you forgive your brother from your heart? Wow. Now, most people overlook this because it sounds very judgmental and we're under the blood of Jesus now, that type of thing, which is true. But the Lord still requires us. He might not torture and torment us, but the Lord still requires us to have mercy and forgive people from our hearts. Because we were forgiven a huge debt, right? Our salvation came huge debt, $1 million or more, right? But we can turn around and be out on the roadway maybe, and how you treat someone when you're driving on the highway is really where your heart really is at. And I say this with all sincerity, that the Lord has tested me in this, and I had to repent so many times, and how you treat people when no one's looking. How you treat people, like if someone, you go to a store or someone wrongs you or did something wrong, you can ask for, you know, you can ask for justice, sure, but don't be mean and cruel. You don't want to do that, especially if you're a believer, especially if they know you're a believer. We don't want to have that reputation. Plus, we don't want it to hold up our books, because right now the parable reveals that God is actually balancing the books right now for your repayment, for my repayment. And this is the time that we want to make sure that our debts are clean. And that's why before I even pulled these two together, when I was talking about getting out of the prison of unforgiveness, this has to do with that. When you get into the unforgiveness of people, treat them mean, And there's a big spirit of revenge going around right now, you can get the Matthew 18 jailer to come. I'm telling you, you could get tormentors assigned to you if it becomes a lifestyle, even as a believer, if it's a lifestyle of unforgiveness, of treating people mean. I want to tell you, this is why my message, love, not judge, I'm trying to get it out to the world. This is why people can so, you know, from Matthew, excuse me, from Luke 6, 38, 36 through 38, where people sow and press down, shaken together, running over in your lap if you give, but they're not receiving back. It's because they haven't gone to the verses before where Jesus says, do not judge and you will not be judged. You need to clear out the filter of unforgiveness and judgments all the more right now. Listen, right now, as we speak, this week, this month, the Father, heaven right now is reconciling the books for your repayment. And so this is a time you will want to not walk in unforgiveness or mistreating people or falling under the assignment of the tormentor. And there are people that the Lord wants to repay right now. And he told me to say this, that some people are going to be released tonight. Some people are going to actually get a breakthrough to get the full repayment that you need. And forgiveness is the key. That's why I said we were going to get out of the pain of forgiveness. But if you have anything against anyone, let me just tell you right now, forgiveness does not mean that you have to agree with the person who did it. You don't have to actually contact them. You can forgive someone that's dead or that you haven't had contact with. What matters is that you forgive them in your heart. Clean up that spiritual atmosphere. The spirit of revenge is ruling people's lives, especially on television and the internet and social media. But I tell you, if you've been holding unforgiveness, this is the time, this month, you'll want to get your account in order right now because the Lord is about to release something. So Father, we take this right now. If there's anyone that we have not forgiven, in the name of Jesus, whether it's a person, whether it's a company, whether it's a boss, whether it's the president, whether it's someone who wounded us terribly, we put them into your hands, Lord. And we admit that it's too powerful for us. It's just too strong. But we ask that you release the tormentors and that you release the debt that we're still holding these people in. Free us up now that as we do this, that our books can be balanced in the month of June. In Jesus' name. Yeah. Also had this encounter where I saw signet rings of authority. Haggai 2:23, on that day declares the Lord Almighty, I will take you, my servant, declares the Lord, and I will make you like my signet ring before I have chosen you, declares the Lord. I had the encounter this month where the Lord took me back and I saw people that actually was made into the ring. Wasn't just given a ring. They were the ring. But the Lord is doing that. He's starting out by giving you a ring of authority. Those who've walked through the fire, those who've been through these times of desolation, those who have been robbed and ripped off, it's now time. That's why you want to get the books balanced, because as these books get balanced, Haggai 2:23 is going to become a reality. And it's a new level of authority. It's a new level of anointing. Signet rings are the signet ring of the king is what gives you the ability to actually do business and make decrees on behalf of the king. And that's what the Lord wants to get you to. He wants to get us through this time and out of the prisons of unforgiveness and pain in the past and all that. And God is placing these rings of authority on people right now. You're going to see this happen throughout the month. And you'll need to ask the Lord to reveal any areas the enemy has been trying to hold you back. And you'll need to discern any unholy alliances. This is the prophetic word I'm reading right now to you. It'll be released on my website, a little bit of it, not all of it. You have to come back to get this full version of it. I'm releasing the first part of this. And I'm releasing some of it, but this details I wanted you to catch live so you get the anointing from it that sometimes you don't get if you just read a word on its own. You will need to learn to discern the difference between unholy alliances and as God positions you. You'll need right now, you can do this. You have everything that you need. You have the Holy Spirit. You have the Spirit of the Lord resting in you. You have the Word of God. You have friends. You have the internet. You have daily prophetic words from me. You can do this as you get released from the prisons of your pain, from the past and unforgiveness. The Lord is going to give you the signet rings of authority. As you release the debt that you have against others, He's going to repay you. And it's going to open things up. I tell you, you're going to see some things happen. Also, I saw one last thing is I just tacked this out at the end because in my prophetic forecast, volume 3, it's on earth as it is heaven is on earth as it is in heaven is the theme. But in chapter 3 of the prophetic forecast, volume 3, it was the chapter is called The Revival of the Sons and Daughters. The Lord said it's starting to happen now. And I had an encounter. And I just want to prepare you why we need to get out of the past, why we need to get a prayer strategy. I'm telling you, the Lord is moving right now. Right before the late prophet Bob Jones died, he called me on the phone and told me that many people in the church had said no to his billion soul harvest, the billion soul revival, because they didn't want the group that it was being called to. They only wanted their prodigal sons and daughters. And Bob said it was too messy for the church. And because of that, the anointing for it has lifted. Now, you know, people didn't realize. And this is why the ministry that I've been called to do has been to the tattooed and pierced, into the new age, into the outcast, the Ezekiel 34, the LGBTQ community, those in various political parties, those who have minorities and people who've been rejected. These are the Lord's heart. These are the ones that Jesus went after. They're considered lepers. Leprosy, think about it. Jesus ministered to those in leprosy. They were considered unclean. These are the ones that the Lord wants us to go after. But the Lord had not forgotten these. And these are the Ezekiel 34 lost sheep. In Luke 1:17, I got to release this word to you. The spirit of Elijah has to come before Christ. And Jesus, when Jesus came, the spirit of Elijah sure did come. And it was in the form of John the Baptist. And in Luke 1:17, but he, who's talking about the spirit of Elijah, will go before the Lord in the spirit of Elijah, and he will turn the hearts of the parents to the children and the disobedient to wisdom of righteousness and make ready the people and prepare the Lord. Listen, wow, the spirit of Elijah goes and turns the hearts of the parents to the children. And that's what's not going on right now. The Lord said it's opposite. He said, tell my people, you're making your children believe what you believe. You're missing the spirit of Elijah. You need it now. I've had to do this with my daughter and my family and people I know. I had to get the heart of the Lord and not require them with harshness to come up to my standard, because that's not the spirit of Elijah for this generation. That might have been something that worked when people had a memory of Christianity. It's not now. But listen, the spirit of Elijah is going to be released right now. And the hearts of the parents need to turn to the children. And as we do this, as we do it, it's going to then make a way for them. This is the Psalm 62 gate. This is the gate of the Lord that's going to open. When John the Baptist came in Luke 1 with the spirit of Elijah, it's interesting. Listen, read it for yourself. Luke 1:20, his father Zechariah didn't believe the prophecy. You know, the angel came in and said, you know, this is going to happen. Your wife's going to have a baby, and she was old, and he didn't believe it. He lost his voice. And the Lord told me, this is what's happened with our generation right now. Right now, why we have not seen a revival, because prophets like Bob Jones and others have been prophesying a revival, but we didn't listen, and we didn't believe, and we have lost our voice to the world. I don't know if you see this. We've lost our ability to speak. And then people get angry because no one listens to you. All you have to do is invite the spirit of Elijah in. I just want to say, right now, the golden gate is opening. Page 54 of the book talks about Psalm 118, a gate in the spirit. And Psalm 118 actually lines up with the prophecies for 2018. They line right up. And the Lord says he's going to do this. He's going to open in verse 19, Psalm 118, 19, the gates of righteousness. He's going to open them up. I will enter and I will give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate that the Lord's going to go through, which the righteous may enter. The stone that the builders rejected became the capstone, and that the Lord has done this marvelous things before us, before our very eyes. This is the prophecy about the coming of Christ, of course, is the chief's capstone, but it's also a prophetic word about the revival that the builders, that's the church, the builders rejected the stone. And this is in Psalm 118, which aligns for the prophecy for this year. The actual revival is, I've seen it in heaven. I've seen it starting to happen. And in fact, if you could read it, a little bit of it in my book where I talk about, I've seen the Psalm 118 gate. It's been closed. Last week it opened. I saw it open. And it just started to open, and this is a sign. There's movement from people praying. There's movement now going on. The gate is beginning to open. We're going to see some amazing things start to happen. That's why we need to align ourselves over the next six or the next few months through September. And the Ezekiel 34 sheep, these are the ones that's God's priority. I've written a lot about it in my prophetic forecast. You could also look it up online. As well. So God, we pray, we activate this word. Lord, release us from our prisons. Release us from the things of the past. We pray for the spirit of forgiveness to rule in our hearts so that the books can be balanced. We pray also that you would give us the spirit of Elijah, that we could help turn our hearts to the children and not just having them, requiring them to come to us, that we could turn our hearts to them. Lord, show us what that means. Show us how to love and not judge. Show us how to align ourselves with the Psalm 118 gate that's about to open in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow, that was powerful. I can feel the presence. The presence of God is very strong over this word. And DougAddison.com is my website. Let me grab a drink here. Okie dokie, hey, we're going through some hard times. Let me just talk about this for a minute. From the school shootings, the horrific weather, the superstorms, terrorism, there's catastrophes, disasters, you know, everything, you name it. And there's all kinds of stuff, building. But I want to tell you something. I've got some good news for you because the Lord gave me a strategy. I didn't realize it, that it was June of 2016. It was actually June 12th. It was 2 years ago this month. But on the morning of one of the worst mass shootings in Florida history, the Pulse nightclub, where 49 people were shot. And I tell you, before I even knew about it, I was in prayer already that morning asking the Lord to stop mass shootings. Now, I didn't know it already happened, you know, in the middle of the night. But later that day, listen to me. The Lord said, I want you to press in and pray because you're going to stop something else. And later that day, a man was arrested on the West Coast in Santa Monica, California, 2 miles from my house, maybe even less, maybe even a mile and a half from my house. He was pulled over and he had a car full of guns. He had come from Indiana and he was going to a gay pride parade. And he was about to shoot everybody. But the second attack was stopped because the Lord said, I prayed, and he gave me this strategy and this download 2 years ago this month. And this was the time the Lord said to me, you need to train others on how to pray this way with power to stop the spirit of terrorism and murder that's going on right now. So I'm a prophetic intercessor. I have a prayer assignment every day. I've actually seen things, example. When I started praying for North Korea 2 years ago, things have shifted. I was just saying, shootings have stopped. Criminals have been caught. Atmospheres have been changed. Things have been shifting. And even my own health has shifted. I've gotten healings. The Lord says it's now time to release what he had showed me to do 2 years ago. So this month, I'm going to do a special online workshop. It's called Difficult Times, Passionate, Positive, and Powerful Prayer online workshop. It's June 23rd, 10 to noon, and the space is limited, so you'll want to sign up as soon as you can. And as usual, we do $37 with this, and I tell you, it's a school of the supernatural level training that you don't have to travel for. I give you the notes. I give you some freedom to be able to use the notes. I'm going to give you things that you could use. So it's a bargain. But what I want you to know is that tonight until midnight, you can actually save $5. Just click on the link here. If you're listening to this later, this expires at midnight, so it's only $32 if you sign up now. Otherwise, it's going to be released out on Friday for everybody. So I really want to invite you, because I want to give you my prayer strategy, my actual notes that I use each day, Bible verses that I use, how to develop the watchman calling. This isn't like we're intercessors. You think you didn't even know you're an intercessor. This is to take back our land. And I was given a mandate from heaven. And the Lord has told me I need to raise up people to pray. Don't even call them intercessors. Don't call them anything except we need to raise up people to pray. That's going to shift the spiritual atmosphere. I've been waiting from the Lord this is how to pray for leaders, how to pray for your own health and get a breakthrough for your finances. So get ready for that. And also, we love our partners. If you're a partner with us, DougAddison.com/give, you can give to what we do, and you can become a partner. That means you give each month and you get an insider partner video from me, and we keep you updated. We have a special Facebook group, and so we just want to invite you, if you want to become a partner or join us in a one-time gift where we've reached over 135 countries and just millions of people all over the world with my daily prophetics, the ability to hear the voice of God, to get trained at the higher level. But for the first time ever, if you are a partner or if you want to become a partner, you'll get 10% off of this online workshop that we're going to be doing. We're going to start opening it up to that. Also, God's taking names. We got school is in session. This is the Hearing the Voice of God online activation school is back open. And it was closed for a while. And it's the only school with no homework. There's no books to read. It's designed for what you are used to. You're used to watching videos. You're used to YouTube. It's activation exercises each 12 sessions. Just go to HearingGod365.com and take a look, because we're opening things up right now and we're updating things. There are going to be some upgrades and stuff going on. And we're going to be announcing also, if you want to teach it in your area for the first time, we're releasing a teacher training for those who've taken it. Or if you haven't taken it, you want to sign up, because it's going to be powerful. You can teach by school for the first time in your area. All right. Want to give you a heads up that we have a free new ebook coming out this month, four powerful keys to change your life. And it's going to be over the next two weeks. So get ready. If you're not on our mailing list, go to DougAddison.com and get ready, because the new ebook is going to come, and it's going to be quite powerful. Anyway, we have Pam has been gathering some questions in the chat room. And so for the next 15 minutes or so, we can do some questions. I love the Q&A. All right. Give me a second here to line up the screen. And take a drink of water. I'm trying to expand my screen here. Okie dokie, give me one second. One more. Here it is. Here we go. I'm going to resize everything so I can see it. Okay, we have a couple of good questions going on here. First of all, Stacy asked this: how do I not get upset about God, at God, for bad things happening to good people? Good question. Well, first of all, you got to understand the source of bad things. They are not from God. They are from the enemy. They are from Satan. God is love. He cannot cause bad things to happen to people. It happens through the enemy. Jesus even says this. He gives it to us a parable. And he says, what kind of father would give a bad gift? You wouldn't give him a bad gift. And you see the father being love. God is love. And once we understand that, we can now, then we can enter into a place where we're no longer blaming the Lord. But now we want to get a prayer strategy. Once you can get through that and you understand who He is, part of my school of ministry is, in fact, I talk about it all the time. First thing you want to do is flush out bad belief systems. One of those bad belief systems is that God's angry. He's not angry at you. And this is the stuff that we need to really get out of our system, out of our spirit. Then you can come up, become part of the solution of praying for people and asking the Lord to reveal and heal. Here's one from Lee. I was recently diagnosed with an autoimmune disease. How can God use this when I feel like it's a death of everything I used to do? Well, first of all, Lee, I'm so sorry that you're going through this. I can't even imagine having that, you know, the level of pain that you're having. I was diagnosed with an incurable disease that killed almost my entire family. And I remember that day, too, that I always felt like a gun got pulled on me, so to speak. You know, like my life was suddenly had a death threat over it. But I want to tell you, God is the healer. He can do it. He can. If I could get healed of Huntington's disease, I'm telling you, there's almost no diagnosed healings of Huntington's disease. And I'm in working with UCLA right now to go back again. Once I go back to get in a study, because I'm 59 years old and everybody else in my family were in late stages. I have no stages of this. I have nothing. I got diagnosed with an autoimmune disease. I had chronic things. I had Lyme disease. I had multiple chemical sensitivity so bad I couldn't wear my own clothes. I had to take several showers a day. This is in the last 2 years. I'm just saying. And here's what I want to encourage you. Grab hold of the healing of God. And I have a webinar that you can get the replay for. It's called Activating Your Time to Heal. You can go to my website, DougAddison.com, because this is what I recorded that online training. 2 years, I mean, right after I got healed. And I'd been sick for 4 years, and I got healed, and I released this out and how you can get healed and some prayer strategies and some other things to do. So I want to encourage you, first of all, Lee, stay with it. Don't fold in. See, here's everybody. Listen, remember what I was saying about bad belief systems, like blaming God as a bad belief system. Also, think about this. There are spiritual principles. When two agree together, it will be done, right? That's what, if two agree on one thing, then my Father in heaven will do it. Well, that's a spiritual principle that's good and bad. It's like anything else. If you're agreeing with death, you lock yourself into the place of death. If you agree with the good things, you then shift that belief and you begin to open things up. And this is why I recommend getting some verses that you can get a breakthrough prayer strategy. It's what I'm going to be doing in our online training this month, is to get a prayer. Part of what I'll be training is how I got healed using a prayer strategy. You can Google this if you want to do something right now. You can Google Breakthrough Strategy, Doug Addison, and you'll see a couple of blogs and maybe even a podcast I did. And they'll really help you, line you up with some things that you can do right now to not come into agreement with the enemy and to begin to come into agreement with life. If two agree together, it will be done for you. And this is what I want to encourage you to do. I think it's Carrie says this. Does God always give you specific confirmations for what you're asking for? Well, it depends on the level of what you're asking. Like if you're asking for, if you're asking to buy something and it's not a big deal, he might not, you know. But the bigger the ticket, you know, the ticket item, you know, the bigger the job, the bigger the move, those bigger things. Yes, you want to get confirmation, specific confirmation for those things, because it will require understanding what God wants you to do. But on smaller things, you don't really have to do that. But I'd recommend, this is what we teach in the Hearing the Voice of God 365 school. It's all based on learn to discern. And you can know the difference between God, yourself, and the enemy. It's not that hard. Once you understand it, you just need to understand what you're looking for. You need to practice, and we aligned you. We align you up with that, and ask God to give you the confirmation you need, and then see if he opens the door for you, Carrie. This is from Sandy. My son died 2 months ago, and the Lord led me to a scripture about 100-fold blessing in Mark 9. How can I activate this? Well, Sandy, my goodness, I'm so sorry. We pray for you right now. We pray for Sandy, who's lost her son. And my goodness, I can't even fathom that level of pain that you're going through. So, Lord, we pray for the healing of grief. We pray for the healing of the family right now. And we also pray for that 100-fold blessing to be returned. We claim that. You know, I can say that. You can claim that right now because it's the Word of God. You can go there and begin to pray. So what you do, Sandy, is get that verse in front of you and pray it in each day. Ask the Lord how to respond, because this might require something later on for you. You know, I broke my toe on my vacation this past month. And man, I tell you, I broke it at a hotel at a bad sidewalk. It wasn't my fault. It was an injustice. Now, your son leaving the earth, it was an injustice. And so what I had to do then is ask the Lord, now I know I can get repaid, but how do I need to get repaid? So to activate this, you're going to need to begin to pray in these things. Ask the Lord specifically what you should do. Repayments like this don't always come overnight, but the Lord doesn't forget it later on. So write it down. Get it in your journal. Get it written down somewhere. Come, and you ask me what you can do. Find other people to come into agreement. Because when two agree together, two to three is even better. And then you will begin to pray these things in and watch the Lord open the door. Here's one from Freedom Writer. I'm part of a church home group, that sometimes verbally attacks my race, group, and age. And how do I respond in love? Oh, my goodness, goodness, goodness. Bless their hearts, as we say in the South. And you could actually say, I'd recommend trying to, you know, maybe just say that I feel, you know, that, be honest. I feel attacked. Say, see if you can do it without being angry. Get your heart clean first. Clean out the filter. If you have any leftover stuff or you've been hurt more, get that cleaned out. Get that filter cleaned out so that you can go and then maybe talk with the group later privately and say this is going on, or talk with someone in that group that's in charge and talk to them privately and say that this is bothering you. That's how you can respond in love, because if you do it in love, you know, without being angry, then you're healing other people as well as you. And I'm so sorry, my goodness. So here's one from Marion. My husband had filed for a divorce, and I want to save my marriage. What can I do? And again, my goodness, here we are with the grief session tonight, boy. There's some people out there who are trapped in their pain. I guess they're trapped in the prisons. And that's what these questions are. These are people coming from prison right now, and they're asking how to get out. And sorry, Marianne, first of all, that you're going through this and you want to save your marriage. So take it to the Lord, you know, and ask him. Begin to specifically ask him for the strategy for this. Develop a prayer group. Now, this is some of the stuff that I teach it'll be in the webinar this month, about how to get a breakthrough strategy, how to work through anything like this. Is you need to get more than one person to be able to pray with you. You might want to develop eventually, especially people who've been going through this, is develop the courts of heaven type of case that will allow you to take, what you do is you find some Bible verses that back up what you believe, and you begin to pray these things in. Those are the law. It's the law of God. We're no longer under the law because of Jesus. But it is, you think about it, when Satan came and was in the wilderness with Jesus to try to tempt Jesus, they were arguing Bible. They were arguing Scripture as if they were attorneys. You know, it's like, yes, but the law says, you know, yes, but this. They were arguing the law. That shows that the Bible is powerful, and you will want to find some Bible verses. You will want to get people around you, Marianne, personally. Get a small prayer team around you, even if it's people just on a group text. That's what I recommend, is getting a group text going even and getting that support. Reach out to someone, a pastor or someone. Ask for advice right now. Get prayer everywhere you go. Then ask the Lord to get you the strategy. There's no clear-cut answer, but that's another tough one. Here's one from Starlet. How do I tell what season that we are currently in spiritually? Well, the season that we're in, we might be in a season as a church, we're in a season that's going up to revival. But as individuals and as different communities and different businesses and cities can be in a season and also. So what you do is you start to take notes to what is happening. And I have some teaching on this on something. I can't remember where it is. It's been some of my stuff. I'm not remembering where exactly, about understanding your time and season. I bet if you Google time and seasons, Doug Addison, you're going to find podcasts and blogs out there. I've been blogging since 2006, been doing webinars and webcasts since 2008. There's a lot of stuff out there. People have been asking me over the years. The Lord's been giving me wisdom on these things. So to find out what season you are in right now, there are some things that you can ask yourself, and you'll need to take some notes, and you'll have to go back and look at what has happened recently to change things. You have to look at the season that you know, it's kind of hard to explain in just a few minutes, but anyway, hope that helps. It's a start anyway. I can't remember the actual training that I did, but if you look up the blog and the webcast on that, you will find it. All right, Lou said, in prayer, God told me the gates are open and the barn is full. How do I enter through the gate? Well, here's the thing. The barn is full. Yes, it is. He will fill your barns, because every time that you've prayed, every time that you've had an injustice, it has gone into the storehouse or a barn. If you didn't hear an answered prayer, it went into a storehouse. And yes, it is. It is full. And yes, these are the gates that are beginning to open right now. And you don't necessarily have to enter into the gate. You can ask the Lord to get you deposits out of that until it's open. But ask the Lord specifically, what closed it? What closed it off? Why it wasn't flowing from you? Look back for changes that you had in your life. Was there something that happened, you know, during that season, a job change, a move, a tragedy, something? Was there something that happened? Begin to pray and ask the Lord to show you, and He will open these things up for you. I'm convinced this, what you just said, Lou, is just, it's something that's happening right now. We're going to see the change and the shift come. Wow. Michael has this. I am praying and believing God, but I don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. How can I hold on to my faith when my hope is gone? Well, that's part of what I'm going to be doing in the online training, is to, for people who have had the hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. This is a time, folks, to break through hope deferred. This is the time to get through prophetic shipwrecks, disappointments, spiritual disappointments. Begin to believe God. I can't just give you this little quick fix here, because I know that if you've been walking through this a while, like I did, I walked through, 4 years of a serious affliction, but I never let my hope get dashed. Don't let your hope get dashed. If it is, begin to pray over hope deferred. Begin to get Bible verses to restore your hope. Turn the light on. Jesus is the light. He will turn it on and do that. And begin, like with all of you, I would just recommend you agreeing together with others in prayer, and it will be done for you. Okay, hey, thank you so much, Pam, for pulling these together, and the Enlight team on our chat room, and those who are joining us. I want to remind you that we have the, if you want to sign up in the next, just for tonight, if you want to be part of the online training that's coming out, then it's going to be $32.37 till midnight tonight for the training that I was just talking about. Difficult Times, Passionate and Positive and Powerful Prayer. If you want to get my prayer notes and the verses that I use, and we can walk you through how to become a powerful intercessor. The Lord told me this too. Check this out. Is that, you know, terrorism is they have sleeper cells. They don't even know about each other. The Lord said that there's prophetic intercession, or there's intercession groups. People who are praying at home and everywhere, and they're like sleeper cells. They don't know about the other ones. But the Lord's about to unite the good, positive, powerful sleeper cells. And we're going to see something powerfully happen. DougAddison.com is my website. Don't forget to follow my daily prophetic word and look for my free book coming out this month as well. Hope you have a great week and a great month, and watch for my prophetic words. And we just pray that God opens the door over you. Open the door, Lord. Open the gates, open the barn, open the window, whatever it might be, in Jesus' name. Amen. See you around.